إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Brothers and sisters, I start the khutbah with the dua that was mentioned by Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informs us in the Quran, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. O Allah, my Lord, open my chest and ease for me my affair and my task, and make loose the knot of my tongue so they may understand my speech. And this is because of the importance of this subject. In the wake of the terror attack that occurred in San Bernardino, where two psychopaths murdered 14 innocent people, and likewise in light of the reports that we're hearing, reports about brothers and sisters being attacked as a retaliation for a crime that they had nothing to do with, just because they are Muslims. In this khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala, I want to talk about the importance of security and safety in al-Islam, as established by the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because no doubt the attacks that took place in San Bernardino were barbaric and horrific. But that does not justify the oppression and mistreatment of all innocent Muslims. Brothers and sisters, Al-Aman Maqsad Jaleel wa Hadafun Nabil. Safety and security is an honorable objective and a noble goal. Yasa ilayhi nas ajma'uhum. All of the people, they strive for safety and security. Al-Kul yuhib al-aman lahu. Everyone loves safety and security for himself, ولأقربائه, and for his relatives, ولمجتمعه, and for his society and his community and his country. إلا شر الناس, except for the most despicable and lowly of the people. And the opposite, brothers and sisters, to al-aman, to safety and security, is what? Is al-khawf, fear. The opposite to security and safety is al-khawf, fear, which terrorists, all terrorists, they utilize to instill fear in the people. Why do they want the people to be scared? Because extreme fear, it leads to rash decisions and hastiness, inevitably causing more confusion, more chaos, more evil. فَيَأْمَنَ الْإِنسَانِ. Every human being, عَلَى مَالِهِ وَعَلَى عِرْدِهِ. Every human being, they want to be safe and secure as it pertains to their wealth. They want to be safe and secure as it pertains to their honor. They want to be safe and secure as it pertains to their aql, their intellect. Wa ala hayati, they want to be safe and secure as it pertains to their life, as it pertains to their property. Every human being wants that. So we're going to highlight from the Quran and the Sunnah the importance of safety and security, and how God-fearing Muslims, they strive to establish this in the earth. Because this is something that we have been commanded to do, not to appease anyone. This is our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Did they not see how we have made Mecca a safe and a peaceful and a secure sanctuary while people are being snatched, while people are being murdered, while people are being kidnapped in the surrounding regions? But we have given you safety and security, a blessing from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla, he said tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters this area, then alhamdulillah, he is safe. He attains safety and peace and security. That's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jil that we are commanded to preserve. Likewise, safety and security is so important that Nabi Allah, Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah for safety and security in the land. And this is mentioned in two places in the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Oh my Lord, remember when Ibrahim, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, oh my Lord, grant me security and safety in this land. Security and safety, brothers and sisters. وَفِي مَوْضِعٍ آخَرٍ, in another place in the Quran. And there are many verses. There are many verses that we can mention from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, why do extremists and Islamophobes, who both really desire the same thing, ignore these verses in the Quran and misinterpret and misrepresent others? Why? Allah azza wa jalla said, reminding us about his blessing upon us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Worship the Lord of this house, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ, the one who gave them food and saved them from hunger. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, and he gave them security and he saved them from fear. That's just some verses from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, highlighting what? The importance of security and safety in the land. And that is what Muslims stand for, and that is what all Muslims they strive for. Let's mention some of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith collected by Tirmidhi rahimahullah, and it's a hadith that is hasan, من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه ومعافى في جسده وعنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That is why no Muslim that is upon the correct path can adopt any ideology, any path that is similar to ISIS or any of those filthy deviants. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, whoever from amongst you wakes up and they are safe and secure and they have peace in their own houses. Look at safety and security, the mathaba, the place that it has in al-Islam. You can go and you can worship. Your family, alhamdulillah, they can go out and they can be safe. Likewise, your children can go to school. Whoever has that, and likewise, they have their health as it pertains to their body, they have their health, and they have enough food for the day, it's as if the whole of the world has been gathered for this person. The whole of the dunya has been gathered and given to this person. If a person just has three things, safety, security in his household, the second thing, they have health as it pertains to their body, the third thing is what? They have enough food for the day. It's like the dunya has been gathered for him. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Muslim, the well-known hadith, Al-Muslim and Salim al-Muslimu min lisanihi wa yadi. The Muslim is the one that the Muslims, they're safe from his tongue and from his hand. That's a Muslim wherever they are in the world, no matter what color they are, no matter what region they belong to. But listen to this ziyada with the Tirmidhi, and it's authentic. Al-mu'min man aminahu an-nas ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim. The believer is the one that the people, they feel safe and they trust him as it pertains to their blood and their wealth. All of the people, the Muslim and the non-Muslim. The Muslim is the one that the Muslims, they're safe from his tongue and his hand. The believer is the one that all of the people, the Muslim and the non-Muslim, they feel safe and they trust him as it pertains to their blood. They don't think that they're going to be murdered. And likewise, they trust them as it pertains to their wealth. Ikhwani, not only does Islam command Muslims to strive for the actualization of al-aman, because aman minna min ni'amillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, to strive for safety and security, we're commanded to stand in the face of anyone that wants to compromise that safety and security. We are commanded, anyone who wants to spread corruption, anyone who wants to oppress another human being, Muslim or non-Muslim, we stand with the haq. Even if it's our mother, even if it's our father, even if it's our cousin, no matter who it is. The Prophet ﷺ commanded us. What did he say? Unsur akhaka zaliman aw madhluma. Aid your brother. Look, he said your brother. Not only aid the people. Aid your brother, meaning huwa minkum, whether he's the oppressor or the oppressed. They knew what it meant to aid the oppressed. That's clear. Somebody is oppressed, aid him. How do we aid somebody who is the oppressor? How? We stop him from his oppression. Regardless of who he is. We stand in his face. And that's the meaning of silencing animosity and friction. Not that you take the Rodney King position, they said, he said, and you convey their opinions. No. You stand with the haq, no matter who it's against. Brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about many things, inshallah ta'ala. From them, religious fanatics, innovators, mubtadi'a, they always resort to violence. This is something that the ulama of al-Islam, they've mentioned many times from the time of the Salaf. And I'll read, inshallah ta'ala, the statement of Abu Qilaba, rahimahullah. Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Amr was from the Tabi'een, from the students of the companions. Listen to what he said. Because the people of falsehood and the people of bid'ah innovations, if they can't overcome the people of the truth by their smear campaigns, then what did they do? Did they stop? No, they don't stop. If the propaganda didn't work, what did they go to next? The propaganda didn't work. We know that their falsehood can never overcome the truth. They can never overcome Ahl Sunnah bil Hujaj wal Barahin. Inevitably, what do they resort to? They want to resort to violence. But we have a response for that as well. Bi'inillahi ta'ala. Listen to the statement of Abu Qilaba, rahimahullah. He said, Inna ahl al ahwa. And wallahi, there's lessons in this for each and every one of us, brothers and sisters. Every Sunni, Salafi, that ascribes themselves to the way of the Salaf, qawlan, in speech and in action, nam, and in belief in the heart. He said, Inna ahl al ahwa. Verily, the people of bid'ah innovation. Ahlul Dalala, they are a people who are misguided and astray. He said, وَلَا أَرَى مَصِيرَهُمْ إِلَّا إِلَى النَّارِ. And I do not see except that their path, it leads to the hellfire. He said, I do not see that their path, the path of the Mubtadi'ah, like ISIS and those who resemble them, those who justify the murder and the killing of innocent people, I do not see that their path except that it leads to the hellfire. Listen what he said next. He said, فَجَرِّبْهُمْ. Analyze them, examine them, examine all of Ahlul Bid'ah. Analyze every mubtadi. He said, فَلَيْسَ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ يَنْتَحِلُ رَأْيًا أَوْ قَالَ قَوْلًا فَيَتَنَاهَ دُونَ السَّيْفِ. You will not find one of them that utters an opinion, a false opinion, or speaks with some innovation, except that he will resort to the sword. Except that he will resort to the sword. And we'll explain what this means later on. مِنْ كَلَامِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. He said, وَإِنَّ النِّفَاقَ كَانَ ضُرُوبًا. Listen to this part. He said, hypocrisy, it had many various manifestations. Meaning, nifaq, hypocrisy, the hypocrites, the forms of hypocrisy, it appeared in different ways. And he mentioned some ayat. From the ayat, he mentioned, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. From the hypocrites are those who accuse you, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the distribution of the sadaqah. That's the way the munafiqun min zamanin qadim. Always talking about that. If they can't get anything else, because they know many people are addicted to the dunya. Illa man rahimallah. He said, hypocrisy is of many types, has many forms. In اختلف قولهم اجتمعوا في الشك والتكذيب. Even though the statements of the hypocrites may vary, their statements, they may say one thing at one time, one thing at another time, inevitably they all agree upon what? Their denial of al-Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise their doubt and their shak. He said, وَإِنَّ هَؤُلَىٰ, the people of innovation and misguidance, Ahlul Bid'ah. He said, اِخْتَلَفَ قَوْلُهُمْ. They may be upon different innovations. They may be upon different forms of bid'ah, Khawarij, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Qaeda, whether it's Boko Haram, whether it's Shabab, or anyone that resembles them in threatening the well-being of innocent people and the Muslimin in the earth, and even innocent non-Muslims. إِنْ اِخْتَلَفَ قَوْلُهُمْ. He said, وَاجْتَمَعُوا فِي السَّيْفِ. He said, even though they may disagree, اِخْتَلَفَ قَوْلُهُمْ وَاجْتَمَعُوا فِي السَّيْفِ. They all unite by resorting to the sword. What does that mean? They all unite by resorting to the sword. It means this, Ahlul Bid'ah wa in kanat al bid'ah mutanawwi'ah, the people of innovation, even though they may be upon different innovations. Lakin yajma'una fil hiqdi ala ahli sunnah. They all unite in their hatred of ahli sunnah. All of them. All of them unite in their hatred of ahli sunnah. You will find the one who is a nationalist, he will hate ahli sunnah because we call to the following of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam qawlan wa amalan. You will find the Jahmi, he hates Ahlul Sunnah. You will find the one who curses the companions, the Rafidi, he hates Ahlul Sunnah. All of them, the people of Hizbiyah, the people of Bid'ah, they unite upon what? Their hatred of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So inevitably, they all resort to the safe, the sword. Let's look at the Mushrikun of Quraysh. What did they do to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Firstly, they slandered him. It didn't work. Did they stop there? They tried to discredit his message by hiring poets and all types of things. Today we have the internet and anonymous sites. That's what we have today. Not only did they stop there, that failed. No, what happened next? They tried to go to him and try and buy him out with the dunya. They tried to bribe him. We'll give you this, we'll give you that. To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he's the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he refused. Did they stop there? Everything is failing. The propaganda campaign, it failed. No one paid attention to them. The people of the Sunnah, they kept going. Naam, they started another campaign. Did the people of the Sunnah stop? They kept going. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless the people of Sunnah fi kulli makanin wa zaman. Did they stop there? No. What inevitably, what did they go to? They put a ransom on the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they planned to kill him, but Allah Azza wa Jalla saved him and he went to Medina. That's the way of the people of Bid'ah. That's the way of the people of the falsehood. Brothers and sisters, at times when Muslims are being harassed by segments of the society who harbor prejudice in their chests, but they choose to voice them now because of the actions of those murderous deviants, those lunatics. In California, amazingly, we're hearing calls to threaten the stability of our communities right amongst us. We're hearing people saying, so-and-so is banned from the masjid. This student is banned from the masjid. He can't come to the masjid. We have a message for you. This will never be tolerated. And this can never be tolerated. No matter who it's coming from. Do you think that the people of the Sunnah are intimidated to that level? Sheikh Al-Fawzan, when ISIS threatened him and they said they're going to chop off his head, Al-Allama Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, did he stop warning against them? Did he stop teaching the Sunnah? He continued on his path. Shaykhana Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah, he said, La nushajji', we don't encourage inqilabat and thawrat, rebellions and revolutions. We don't encourage that. But the way to rectification is what? He said, through teaching the people the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding of the Salaf. That's what we're saying. Alhamdulillah, the people of the sunnah, we don't have to resort to threatening anybody. Not because people aren't able to threaten people. No, because we follow the book and the sunnah and the haq does the talking. The jihad of the Anbiya, the greatest jihad of what? Of the Anbiya is with the proofs and the evidences. Some Anbiya, they weren't commanded to even lift a sword. And Ahlul Sunnah, they have that, and that's why no one can stand in their face if they stick to it with their molar teeth. Brothers and sisters, and I want to just mention, we've talked about Amman security and safety. We're hearing reports of brothers and sisters being attacked. Naam. Because of what happened in Paris and then what happened here in America from the massacre of innocent individuals. But at the same time, we should share even a message with the non-Muslims. What should that message be? The message to the non-Muslims should be this. Awwalan, firstly and foremost, alhamdulillah, it is tadayyun from our religion that we will strive against any individual that calls to the murder and massacre of innocent people, whether they are Muslim or not. Alhamdulillah, we've been fighting people like ISIS for longer than 10, longer than 15, longer than 20 years, and the scholars of Sunnah since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'll mention to you a qissa. Wallahi, this is not the first time we've heard nonsense like this. There was a conference in the UK. Abu Khadija and the brothers, alhamdulillah, they had a conference. The Khawarij, they threatened everyone there. Everybody there. They threatened their lives. To the extent I was there, brothers had to wear bulletproof vests to go and give the muhadara. Wallahi aladhi la ilaha illahu. Bulletproof vest because the Khawarij threatened the lives of anyone who was going to get up and give that lecture. Did any of the brothers stay away and say, oh, I'm not lecturing today? Because at the end of the day, if that's the case, then we may as well khalas. We may as well just stop now and stop calling to the sunnah and calling to the haqq with the understanding of the salaf. The next thing, brothers and sisters. Likewise, we should explain to the non-Muslims. At the same time, we free ourselves from ISIS and every extremist like them. And we've been waging a war against them, and we will continue. However, at the same time, you have to realize, according to the research that was done by the King's College University for the study of radicalization, Muslims are being killed daily. January 2015, they said, every day, 180 Muslims are being killed in conflict regions like Syria, like Iraq, like Afghanistan, like Libya, and similar places. 180 Muslims are being killed daily. So Muslims likewise are being harmed by these Khawarij. Another point that we should mention, Ikhwan, and I'm mentioning this so that we're clear, alhamdulillah, in our da'wah. That is wadih, because our da'wah is clear. The people, the mistreatment of our brothers and our sisters, the increase in hate crimes that we're seeing taking place, hijabs and jilbabs being ripped off on buses. How can you justify the mistreatment, the oppression of innocent people, whereas in reality this is the same reasoning as ISIS and the Khawarij themselves? ISIS, the Khawarij, they're loving it. They're enjoying it because they want the Muslims, minorities, to be oppressed, so that who's the alternative? These devils. They want a conflict. They want friction. But the problem is the same people who are attacking Muslims, they have the same reasoning as the Khawarij, blaming innocent people for the actions of a tiny minority. وَقُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. There's a narration that comes from one of the scholars of the past, and alhamdulillah, this statement again is profound, it's heavy. Al-Imam Abu Ismail al-Harawi rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, listen to this, brothers and sisters, just to show that we're not scared of ISIS, we're not scared of ISIL, we're not scared of Daesh, we're not scared of anyone that resembles them that want to start making threats because they're upset of the spread of the sunnah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal bless all the brothers and the sisters from the community, alhamdulillah, that are diligent and have sacrificed over the years, the last few years, alhamdulillah, because obviously it's enraged the people of falsehood. They're upset. That in a short period of time, alhamdulillah, you have classes nearly every day of the week for adults and children, alhamdulillah, in Quran, in the Arabic language, in Aqeedah, in Fiqh, in Tafsir. Likewise, they're upset and they're enraged because you have, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you, the ones who are here, to establish a school, alhamdulillah, wal minna. They're enraged that, alhamdulillah, we continue to prosper and flourish despite all the hate and the anger. But al-amr biyadillah, who's in control of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tazalu ta'ifatun min ummati ala al-haqi zahirin. Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. There will never cease to be a group of my ummah manifest upon the truth. La yadurruhum man khadalahum wa la man khalafahum. They will never be harmed by those who oppose them, meaning they oppose them from the beginning. Nor by those who are with them and forsake them. They pretend, I'm with you. I have love for the people of the sunnah. But when the time comes to stand for the haqq, they forsake you until the hour is established. So the people of truth will always be present. And all they have to do is hold on to the Quran and the sunnah with the understanding of the salaf, and success is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. If Allah gives it, who can take it away from a people? It's not from any of us, none of us. We're masakeen, all of us are weak and in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But he said, "Uridtu ala sayf khamsa marrat." He said, they threatened me with the sword 5 times. Meaning, they threatened him because he was propagating the sunnah. He was teaching Quran, sunnah, with the understanding of the people of the past. Somebody may say, well, why would they threaten him? What did they say to him? He said, "La yuqalu li irji'a madhhabik." He said, they never said to me, leave your beliefs. They never commanded him to leave what he believed. But what did they want from him? They said, "Uskut amman khalafaka." Be quiet, shut up about those who oppose you. Don't talk about those who oppose you. Don't talk about ISIS. Don't talk about Al-Qaeda. Don't talk about Boko Haram. Don't talk about Shabab. Don't talk about those who go upon the path of the Khawarij, threatening the lives of the Muslims. They said, be quiet about them. And he said to them, La askut. I will never be silent, ever. And we say, min huna, min hadhal minbar, la naskut. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will never be silent. Because this is deen. And manhood is not that just a person carries a weapon. Manhood doesn't mean that you've spent time in a penitentiary. Nam, some of our best brothers have come back. We're not like those people that say, oh, they're felons in Germantown. Some of the best brothers, alhamdulillah, have come and rectified their situation, and they're from the best of the people in the congregation. However, that don't make somebody tough. Manhood is, like I said many times, standing for the haqq. When someone comes to you from the people of falsehood, look what we saw. We mentioned the statement of Abu Qilaba. Abu Qilaba, what did he say? He said the hypocrites, he said they had different statements. Meaning some of them accused the Prophet ﷺ about distributing the sadaqah. Others accused the Prophet ﷺ of different things. That was the munafiqeen. Bear in mind that these hypocrites, they didn't aid or support the establishment of the Muslim community. Bear in mind that these hypocrites, they never attended at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. They never attended the jama'ah, the congregational prayers. They never attended the salah. Bearing in mind that these hypocrites at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they were the most vocal. They were the ones at the forefront talking at times of fitna to destabilize the Muslims. Bearing in mind that these hypocrites, even, they didn't stop there. They wanted to conceal their hypocrisy by setting up a masjid on their own called Masjid Dirar to attack the Muslim community. We say to everyone, those who have nifaqi i'tiqadi, and that's between them and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because we can't see in the hearts, and those who have the attributes of the munafiqeen, as long as Ahlul Sunnah hold on to the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plotted and they planned, and Allah has really planned against them, and Allah is the best of planners. That's what we say to them. And we advise our brothers and sisters that our jealousy should be for this da'wah more than we have jealousy for our own selves and our own family. Wallahi, when somebody calls you or me, and they want to talk about the ulama of the sunnah or the da'wah ahlul sunnah, treat them like they're talking about your mother. Would you listen to them and say, yeah? Would you allow someone to talk about your mother? Would you allow somebody to talk about your father? So why do you allow somebody to talk about the da'wah that's meant to be beloved to you, and you're meant to value it more than you value your own self? Because this is your deen. Is your religion that cheap to you? That you're a yes man or a Rodney King listener? But yes, okay, and you listen to that nonsense? Ikhwan, all we ask, this is the only thing that we ask. Myself and alhamdulillah, the brothers who are here, just leave us to teach the book and the sunnah with the understanding of the salaf of this ummah. We don't have anything except qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, qala sahaba. Leave us with that. But at the same time, don't think that threats is going to stop us from what we're upon. We've heard them before. ISIS are lunatics. Them individuals, they're mental. Some of them, the Khawarij, they kill their own families. There's been cases even recently where people have killed their uncles and relatives. In Algeria previously, they were murdering their families. And the scholars of the Sunnah, they clarified their deviation and misguidance. They weren't scared. This is our deen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us success and safety and security. May Allah Azza wa Jalla expose all those who want to create instability in our country and in our societies and in our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us, alhamdulillah, to focus upon what's beneficial. Ikhwan, we want to spend time focusing on learning, focusing on educating our children, focusing, alhamdulillah, on bettering ourselves. Bettering ourselves, not with foolishness, not with nonsense. Da'una, leave us focus on that. If you don't want to be part of it, أَقَلْ شَيْدٍ, let us be safe from your evil, with this evil of the tongue. And we advise our sisters, be careful. You know, when you go out, be cautious. Inshallah ta'ala, use common sense. Likewise, the brothers, be cautious. These are dangerous times. These are dangerous times. Alhamdulillah, not to be scared. We're not scared, we're not fearful. Everything occurs by the decree of Allah. But be cautious. And use hikmah. With the way that you speak, the way you conduct yourself and everything. Also, alhamdulillah, the da'wah, we have leaflets, we have pamphlets about anti-ISIS pamphlets, community cohesion, we're getting more pamphlets. Take some of them, inshallah, and start flooding the city with them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq. May Allah Azza wa Jalla unite our hearts. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us true brothers and sisters. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to stand for the haqq wa aqim as-salah.